If you have ever wondered or are wondering if posting often on social media is right for you, then you may be interested in listening to the rest of this podcast episode. Had a podcast interview with Nick Aldero. He is a trainer that I've gotten to know over the course of the last 2 years. Very active on Instagram, on social media in general, has built a following up of about 70 plus thousand. Surprisingly, he's losing followers for whatever reason. He's at about 67.6 thousand followers on Instagram, which is for me very impressive. Our following is maybe 5,000, 10,000 if you combine me and the actual training business. And I had an interesting take. Nick had an interesting take on social media, and this is a podcast episode that we haven't published yet that will be published tomorrow or within the next 2 days. And I asked him straight up, is it worth, why is he so consistent, and is it worth him being so consistent, or is it worth posting on social media? And my man said it's overrated. And it's, of course, it's one man's opinion. He was just saying things that I've felt in my gut. At the same time, I can't really say it because I haven't put in the same amount of work, the same number of hours on Instagram, on social media as other trainers have. And of course, we all know those trainers that have, well, maybe we don't, 400,000 plus followers, but don't make any money or make enough money to take care of their needs like they want to. And Nick made a good point. Like, he's popping in Jakarta, India, which is great, and he loves helping people out there. At the same time, nobody's asking him to fly out there to run a camp right now yet, and they usually aren't the ones who are paying for his services. So his argument was that the local advertising, the local content production is much more important when it comes to the economics of the training business. And not to say that posting content is not important, it's just who's the audience. And what I gather from him, what you guys will understand, and it'll make sense when the episode comes out, is it matters to post, but if you're posting on a global scale, posting on a national scale, that content is usually different than what you would post on a local medium. And it would be interesting to find the balance between the two, where you can post about the local athlete, the athlete who was in your in-person training session, and have some kind of caption that's educational that is just as beneficial for the guy who's across the country as it is for that athlete who's actually in the video and gets the cred for being on your account and all those things. But for me, I'm challenged that knowing what benefit or how large the impact of posting consistently on social media, specifically Instagram, is for your bottom line. Maybe I'm not posting or saying the right things, but something to think about. There's plenty of trainers who have thriving businesses that don't have much or any social media presence at all. And one part of me thinks that they're vulnerable. The other part of me thinks that, they've done it without social media, which is definitely possible. They're not going out of business anytime soon. But what if some popular trainer who has a huge following comes that is close by? Yeah, maybe that causes some curiosity from other customers, from their customers. At the same time, if they have the poor product and the quality of training is low, what does it matter? So I guess this rant is to encourage us to think about the value of social media and how important it is and how much it impacts our bottom line. Does it at all? And are you posting because it's habitual now, like you've been consistent with it and you want to keep doing it, which I think is a great thing. I think it's important because attention is very important. Whatever has our attention has a heightened perceived importance. Or are we posting because we have a belief that it's going to have an impact that may be overvaluing posting on social media 4 times, 5 times a day? I don't know. I hear influencers, and let's be real. If I were talking to Gary Vee right now, I'd ask him too, like, why do you think this man says this? He's been following the jab, 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 right hook principles. He's been following the crushing it principles. He's been following all the methodologies and the philosophies. At the same time, he thinks that posting on social media is overrated. So what would you say about that? And I can't answer for my man. I have an idea of what he would say. All I know is I agree with Nick. I agree with Nick. I agree that we do overvalue how much of an impact social media will have on our business. And maybe it's that hit of significance that we get whenever we post and we get a lot of likes or we get a lot of comments. Maybe that's what we're feeling rather than an actual impact on the business itself. Even for referrals, I mean, I asked them, for the kids who see, you have 70,000 followers, for the kids who see you post them on your social media, do they tell their friends? Do they get referrals to come in because of that? And even then, he said, nah, not often, not often at all. So it seems that a quality product, tried and true, great training is more of a driver towards word of mouth and growing your clientele than what social media can be at times. The challenge for me that I think of is, how can you blend the two? How can you make it word of mouth marketing so that the social connectivity actually helps you blast that word of mouth out times three, times four, rather than the organic conversation that one parent would have with another? Like, I'm talking to you, that spreads much faster on social media. So how do we do this? What happens in person, in the real world? How do we do this on social media and leverage that as the gas on the fire that it probably can be? So kind of going around in circles thinking, yep, posting on social media is overrated. At the same time, maybe we aren't using it the right way, which is why we think it's overrated and we're not being smart about the usage. So just a thought, no conclusive opinion here or thoughts on it, aside from maybe posting on social media every day, three times, four times a day, is overrated if we aren't communicating well enough on that platform. Or maybe posting on social media three to four times a day is overrated and is not needed in order for us to help more people. Or make more, really, I shouldn't say help more people, really is make more money. I mean, I think that's what it boils down to. I think you can still help people out without social media. I do believe you can help more people if you do post on social. There's more reach there for people who may not see you in person. If the goal was just to help people, I think it makes a strong case to continually post on social. If the goal is to help people and profit and make money, I do not see how, like Nick said, I do not see how social media can be the panacea. Nobody said it's like the end-all, be-all, but maybe it is overvalued as something that can help us for sure grow our business the right way, a healthy way, exponentially. And, yep, it is a tool, and we have to use the tool the right way, but dang, like, I don't know, is it worth that investment? Is it worth that investment? And there's different levels of this. Like, I'm sure Jordan Lawley's posting three times, four times a day and going ham on his stories. I don't know if I want to do that. Maybe you don't want to do that either. Maybe you sell yourself that you don't have the time for it. I know I forget often. And it may not take that long. It just feels like it takes me away from, I guess, the purpose, like the prospect and the things that I know somebody without a huge following, as somebody without a huge following, I need to be doing. So, man, to kind of try to bring this thing full circle, I think it's worth something. I do think it's valuable to post on social media, but I think it's also valuable to reverse engineer or think about our goals. Are we just trying to help and build reach and build a brand? Or are we working on our direct response marketing where we do get people who engage, we do get people who are coming and clicking to our funnels to get inside of our world, to start going down that customer journey? Is that the style that we want to have. It's something to think about, and it's something that also gauge how important we want social media to be in our marketing strategy and what we expect are our results or are our goals. That's a tough are our results or goals realistic? Is it capable of actually happening through that social media platform based on what you want out of it? So just some thoughts. The episode with Nick is much more exciting in my opinion, but wanted to preface it with this episode and ask what your thoughts are when it comes to social media. How serious are you about it? What do you want it to help you accomplish and achieve in your basketball training business? Are you overvaluing it? And that's a really good question. Are you overvaluing or are you undervaluing it? For me, for sure, undervalue and not being consistent as I can/should be. So I digress. That's the thought for the day. What are your thoughts towards social media and its importance? Is it really as important as we make it seem, or is it not? I would love to hear your thoughts on this in the Facebook Mastermind group or on my IG at Myson Jones. Thank you guys for listening, and you will hear me on the next one.
Yo, hope that podcast gave you some value. If it did, please rate, review, and subscribe to this. It only makes the podcast better. I read every single one. And at the very least, go join our group. You'll see the link in the description of this episode, and I will catch you on the next one.